Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Gary Neron welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry taking a book of the Bible verse by verse, teaching as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology, speaking the truth in love, and our purpose is to give the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Hebrews chapter 2, we were talking about the placement of authority in the coming world. Let's continue with that subject today. Now, here's our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom. Foundation for the Bible stands.
We're not like just a few hundred years ago when Bibles were chained to the pulpit of the church so that people could come in during the week and read it but not steal it. And by the way, let me just say this. I used to be the kind of preacher that I was a moving target, so to speak. I would be on one side of the platform, then the other side of the platform had that lapel mic, and I was just happy as I could be moving around. But I started staying behind the pulpit only because the best microphone in the church is the microphone on the pulpit. And so that was really the reason I started staying behind there. But as I started studying, you ever wonder why the pulpit is there down front in the middle where everybody can see it? Well, see, that goes back to when the Bible was chained to the pulpit. And the Bible was to be the center of attention when you would go into a Christian church, a Bible-believing church. You made the Bible the attention. It was about the Word of God. And so when men would preach it, they stood behind the Word. And people need to understand that they were preaching from behind the Word. Now when a man starts walking around the platform and the Word of God's not in his hand and it does not appear that he's preaching from the Word, he's just telling a bunch of stories and entertaining, then it's no longer about the Word of God being the focus. Now, my friend, it's important that we allow the Word of God to be a daily part of our life, a daily part of our life. And that's the only way that we can strengthen the foundation. And if you read 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, you'll find that the foundation of the local church is the Word of God. It's the pillar, the foundation is the Word of God for the local church. Be sure to strengthen the foundation by immersing yourself in the Word of God. Study to know it and study to live it. Now, the next part we see in verses 5 through 18 is being sanctified by the Word of God. And we're sanctified through fellowship. Now, I want to divide the rest of the chapter here as follows. If you're writing this down, verses 5 through 8, placement. Verses 9 through 13, perfection. Then verses 14 through 16, partnership. And finally, verses 17 and 18, purpose. Now let's look at placement here in verses 5 through 8. Now God has not given angels the place of authority over the coming world. It was clearly given unto God the Son. And we see that in verse 5, for unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. Put in subjection is a translation of a Greek word that was used as a military term in arranging soldiers in order under a commanding general. The idea is of a system of administration. That's the idea. Originally, God placed man upon the earth. In Genesis 1:28, it says, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." Now God gave man that dominion. But man handed the scepter of dominion to Satan, who is now called in the Bible the God of this world. And we use little g on God there. The world system, with its philosophies of humanism, evolution, and hedonistic selfishness, and such other errors, is bred, born, and nourished by Satan. For an example, I know that people look at Darwin and they say, oh, evolution started by Darwin, and man came out of the sea and developed into a man. Well, if you go back in the Bible and you go back and see that the book of 1 Samuel, how the Philistines stole the ark and took it with them after they defeated Israel and set it in their temple. And they had the temple of Dagon. That was their god. And so they leave it there. Next morning they come and the temple has a problem. Dagon, their god, has fallen over in front of this ark. Well, they set it back up. Next day they go in there. He's not only fallen, but now his hands, feet, head, and everything's broke off. I mean, he's just a stump that's left there. And then all of a sudden they get emeralds in their secret parts. And so it begins to just grow from that as to all the problems. And they decide, we better get this out of here. Now, you say, why would they do that? Besides the obvious reason of they're scared half to death. Well, in that day, you remember that when Israel fought Syria, Syria said, well, hey, their God is the God of the hills. Let's fight them down in the valley. Now, our God is here. Their God is there. So let's get on the area that our God is strongest. And so they looked at Israel's ark, and Israel's God is just another God. And they didn't destroy the ark because they wanted to add that God to their collection just to make them all the better in whatever area that God would be strong. And so their idea was, okay, we've got another God, and this will make us better, this will make us stronger. They didn't see him as the Lord God Almighty, just another God. But now Dagon, you realize Dagon was a half fish and half man God. And so we'd think of mermaids when we say that, but this is one that came up out of the waters, you know, and so he could live in the waters and out of the waters. And that's evolution. I mean, we think of evolution starting with Darwin back in the 1800s. That's a bunch of baloney. Devil was trying to introduce that even back in the days of Samuel. And it was evil and wrong then. It's still evil and wrong. But they're trying to take away glory from God. That's why it's so important, the doctrine of creation, that Christians believe it. And they're not fooled, whatever, by the devil and this false science that they call evolution, which is not a science at all. It's only a false demonic philosophy. So the world systems, with its philosophies of humanism, evolution, hedonistic selfishness, and such other areas, is simply nourished by Satan, as we already said. Angels have always been servants and messengers in the past, and my friend, they're going to be so in the future. Those who fell with Satan tried to change that. Satan said in Isaiah 14 that he would ascend and he would be like the Most High and they would worship him. Now, angels may have power and glory, but truth is they are servants and messengers. Well, you and I that are saved, we're sons and daughters and joint heirs with Jesus. That's so much better. Christ Jesus, through the shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection, has regained for man the dominion of the earth. We see that in Revelation 1:18. Jesus says, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Now, since this is quoting Psalm 8 in verses 6 through 8, we see that Psalm 8 is a prophetic psalm of the Messiah, and it should be read as such. So in verse 6 here we read, "But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man?" I like that. What is man? "That thou art mindful of him, or the son of man, that thou visitest him." And this is Almighty God. I mean, what is man compared to Almighty God? Man is nothing. So the word of God here comes out in Psalm 8, testified. And the idea of testified is that they bore witness legally and continuously. This is similar to a sworn affidavit. The question is asked of God, what is man that you're mindful of? And that's a good question, because man fell. Man is the one who sins and desecrates God's world. God is creator. Sovereignly, he has the right to destroy us in hell. So what is the attraction of this finite to the infinite? Don't try to explain the love of God. Just accept it. He first loved us. It's not vice versa. And a second question was asked here. What is the Son of Man that thou visitest him? The idea of the word visiteth is to look at something, to examine closely, as you would with a microscope, to look upon with mercy, favor, and regard. Now, why would deity empty himself of that glory and take on humanity and die for him? Oh, what is so intriguing to deity that he would love this mortal who is but dust, and add a human nature to his own deity? Well, my friend, to be quite honest with you, I don't know why. I just know he did. I know that he added a human nature, we refer to as Jesus Christ, to his deity. This psalm is messianic, looking at Christ. Listen to Psalm 8, verses 4 through 6. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. Now, each Jew that would be reading this passage in Hebrews would know automatically that Hebrews is associating Jesus Christ with the Messiah. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address for the Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And again, our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Gary Neron, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.
Stand so the hills may tumble, it will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.